It's that time again.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
To the Courtside Podcast. I'm your host, Hank McCoy, and with me,
the champ is here,
the people's champ,
the champ is here,
Vinrock, Vince. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be back from a seedy Melbourne wintry night.
Are you recording from a little alleyway or something in Melbourne?
Nah, it's seedy because I may have just downed a few too many ales.
Ooh.
Or whatever they call them last night. So I'm coming good. It's all right.
Nice. Quite an interesting week in the NBA.
Very interesting, especially with some news you just dropped. But
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later, but a tiny bit later. But we should
I'm a bit excited because you said we could talk some Lakers, so I'm pretty excited.
We'll save that for the mini-sode.
All right.
Let's jump straight into it. Into the Eastern Conference, the Cleveland Cavaliers, Atlanta Hawks series. Cavs now leading 2-0. Wow. Game 2.
It was wow. Massive wow.
I was glad to see Damari Carroll make it back for Game 2 after how he went down in Game 1. I totally admit I thought he'd done ACL the way he went down. He looked like that was his season.
It did, didn't it? Like, I've hyperextended my knee. You've done a freaking ACL.
Yeah.
When I hyperextended my knee, I thought I'd blown it out. It was that painful.
Well, it's just funny because when I first did my ACL, when they first looked at it, they went, oh, yep, you got a knee sprain. And then I had to go back and get the x-rays. And they're like, yeah, you've done your ACL. So I'm like, there's no such thing as a knee sprain. Like, you can't roll your knee like you roll your ankle.
Fair call. Sprain is actually like the ligament tears, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so he's torn. So he might have a torn meniscus.
Yeah. But I tell you what, everyone is freaking out, and rightfully so if you're an Atlanta fan. Like, you should be a little bit concerned because the team has gotten away from the team ball, especially these first two games. They really need to get back to that. But the injuries, it's just so funny, like, where this series started to where it is right now. You know, coming into this series, Cleveland was the team all banged up. Now the tables have turned. Everyone seems to be coming healthy in Cleveland, except for Irving and Kevin Love, obviously. But the Hawks, man, they've just injuries after. I'm scared for the next game.
You should be, because they're going to lose that too, and the fourth. The thing that the Cavs have on their side is that they've got LeBron James.
Like I said last show, you know, they've still got the best player in the game.
And look, I tipped Atlanta. I'm happy to be proven wrong. I just wanted game one and two. I just wanted to slap Al Horford and Paul Millsap.
Yeah,
they're not bringing it.
Game two, I kind of understand. Like, Horford, well, he went down twice in that game and kept playing through it. Everyone's freaking out. Okay,
put a fork in them. They're done,
mate. Look, playoffs. It's the first team to four games, not first game to two. I'm not saying, look.
You know it's fun.
Look.
You know it.
I'm still sticking with these Hawks. Like I said before, Vince, when we did our series prediction, this year they've found a way to win.
Yeah, not now, mate. They're losing pieces left, right, and centre and key pieces.
People are overreacting. I mean, look, the Korver, if the reports are true and the Korver's out for the rest of the season, that hurts big time. That hurts big time for him. But in saying that, you know, he has been slumping, so it mightn't be such a bigger deal. But I just think everyone just needs to calm down. It's first of four games, not first of two. Everyone's bloody put the crown on Cleveland already.
No, we're not putting the crown on them. Look, I tipped the Cats. Hawks. I thought Millsap, Horford, trouble a bit more, as much as I like Thompson, who's killing it.
Hmm. I'm not denying Cleveland haven't found their mojo. I mean, they're definitely in sync from everyone. I mean, LeBron was just amazing that game too. I think it was the fact he was mic'd up. Maybe they should mic him up every night. But, you know, from the from your role guys, like Delly, who's stepped into obviously the starting spot now, Mozgov and Thompson combination, I mean, we thought they were going to, Horford and Millsap were going to give him fits, but it just hasn't been the case so far. But there is still time for this Leonard squad to turn this around.
I disagree, though. It's...
Look, they dropped two games at home. That hurts. That's a statement within itself. It's still 2-0. It's first to four. They can still make a series of this. They just need to start playing some team ball.
You can stop feeding the chooks, mate. They're fed, mate. Now, listen, LeBron James, when his teams are 2-0 up in the playoffs, he's 14-0.
It's always a first.
Yeah. Mate, the Hawks are done. Just, there's no way.
I'm not saying
LeBron is leading them beautifully.
He is. He's playing that game too. Brilliant.
And I'm not a LeBron fan, but I respect him. I know he's probably the best player on the planet, but he's leading them beautifully.
Can I call someone out?
Call whoever you want. Mate.
I won't name the names, but I read a post this morning by a blogger who was saying that the Atlanta Hawks are a disgrace to the playoffs.
Who was it?
I'm not going to name him, but that is the most ridiculous...
Don't say this. Everyone wants to know who it is. Who is it?
Maybe I'll post it up later. Okay?
Is he well known?
No. That's the thing. It's like, why even say that? Like, that's the most ridiculous thing. The impression I got after reading the article is that he hadn't even watched the game because game one was quite close. Game two, the third quarter, Cavs just ran over them. But that fourth, Atlanta, even despite the injuries, was still coming back, was still making a run. I mean, it was way too late, I get it, but it wasn't as if it was the Warriors-Houston game three today, you know, in that game. I was just a bit like, how can you say that? Like this?
Yeah, they're not a disgrace, that's just
ridiculous.
That's just being foolish.
To call a team that's made the playoffs, I mean, they're in the playoffs for a reason. You know what, sometimes teams just face better teams. Simple as that.
They're facing a team that in the Cavs that has got a bit of depth. I mean, Thompson is just getting the job done. Delly is playing well. Smith gave him a kick in game one. Shumpert in game two.
They're all in sync right now, right?
Well, they are. And the Hawks are just injured. They're losing soldiers left, right and centre. They've probably gone away from the team ball just a tad. Mm. But... it's too late, mate. They're down in manpower. I don't even see them winning a game now.
Wow, really?
And I tipped them. I tipped them.
I know you did.
I thought, like I said, I thought Horford and Millsap would do really well in this series.
Still time. Still time for the boys to turn around. That's all I'll say.
The minute LeBron came out, he hits a step back three. He just looked, dare I say it, a locked in. Actually, I'll tell you what, him mic'd up, I could listen to him every game mic'd up.
Yeah.
He's actually leading really well out there. And when you're driving, like when he drove to the hoop and got the N1 and he just yells out, it's too easy, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Yep. I agree what you're saying. But I still feel like this, everyone's maybe overreacting.
Because you thought they were going to the finals, mate. That's why.
Series ain't over yet, mate. Series ain't over yet.
Would you like to put a slap bet on it?
No.
Well, you sound pretty confident, mate.
I'm just saying the series is not over yet.
Okay.
I don't think they're the disgrace of the playoffs or anything like that. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely not. They're not a disgrace.
Look,
so you don't want to put a slap bet on that.
I'm not putting a slap bet on that. No.
It's scared, mate. That's all right.
I do want to touch on something a little bit outside of the playoffs, but I mean, look, we just touched on it. You know, the Mozgov Thompson combination that's working for Cleveland, right? And how? I mean, Kevin Love, who?
Well, can I just hark back to a conversation we had when we asked, did they really need to get Kevin Love when they had Tristan Thompson?
Yep.
So there you go.
Well, here's my question. Everyone's talking about everyone's talking about Kevin Love not re-signing, like bouncing at the end of the season, which is fair enough. But what makes people think that Cleveland want Kevin Love back? I mean, with the money they spent on Kevin Love this year, in the production they're getting out of Mozgov and Thompson, they can afford to bring in a much more suitable piece now.
They don't need to bring in anyone. They should just re-sign Thompson. I read an article today at Real GM that a lot of league GMs and a few Cavs insiders whatever that's worth, think that Love is bolting to the Lakers. Now, if I'm Mitch...
So I've heard Boston. I've heard Boston.
Maybe they can have him. if I'm Mitch, I'm going after Thompson. I know we got Randall, but if we draft Okafor, we need some rim protection. And Randall really doesn't give us that because Okafor is not a great rim protector. So I think the Cavs should just concentrate on Thompson. They don't need a Kevin Love type.
Yeah.
They've got enough scoring.
You know the thing I like about Thompson the best? When it comes to the rebounding, he's a dog. Like, he just wants it more.
He does. He's my type of power forward, eh?
This Cleveland team, they don't need a stretch four. They really don't.
No, not at all. Not at all. But they've got two guys in there in Mozgov and Thompson who love doing the dirty work. And they're surrounded by James, Irving, Dele, Shumpert, Jones, all these guys who can shoot and slash.
Shump's been playing fantastic.
Shump's been good, man. Phil Brown would be loving it, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
So, enjoying that pick four in the draft.
Oh, that's almost a double zing. That cuts a little deep, Vince. That cuts a little deep.
Well, we're just having a bit of fun. Still well, pick four, jeez.
Hey, look, talking about having a little bit of fun, let's jump to the Western Conference. Golden State Warriors versus the Houston Rockets. Man, game three was so amazing today. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, Vince. Oh. I tell you what, watching Steph Curry, for me, right now, is like watching Steve Nash in his prime. Like, you just can't take your eyes off him. But the bonus is that Curry's range is so much deeper than Nash's ever will, so it just opens... I mean, I'm watching a replay right now, and he just pulled up from, like, two steps over halfway. Like... It's honestly, you watch a Warriors game and you just cannot take your eyes off Steph Curry because you're just afraid you're going to miss something special.
Disappointing, he only hit 7 of 9 threes too. pretty much expecting 9 from 9 these days. But this is how I love my post play and blue collar guys. I just love the duel that Bogut and Howard are going, they're producing.
Yeah,
that's why I probably love watching Thompson and guys like Horford go at it. But yeah, man, I think another team that's in trouble, the Rockets.
Hey, all right. Look, this might be like obvious to everyone, but I don't think we've sort of brought it up on the show. But you know, watching this series, I think there's one thing that's pretty evident: the way Klay Thompson and Steph Curry feed off each other. Like, they really are in sync. You know what I mean? Like, and the team, you know, feeds off that, vibes off that, and the offense runs around that. It's the exact opposite for Houston with James Harden and Dwight Howard. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you've got two stars on your team, certainly there has to be some sort of chemistry between the two. Like, I watch Klay and Steph Curry, and I just go, you know, without even knowing anything, like, in my head I go, yeah, those guys hang out after the game. I don't get that feeling with Harden and Howard. Not that that matters, but I suppose the point I'm trying to make is...
No, it doesn't, but...
It's just...
Go on.
They just don't click.
I don't think it's not that bad, but I think, you know, looking from afar, you can tell maybe that Houston team hasn't got the camaraderie that the... Warriors team has, which does count for a lot. Like, if a team, if you're winning that many games, the camaraderie is usually there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they all hang out.
Yeah.
I don't think the Rockets, you know, the Rockets are getting a bit of a lesson now. They're learning. They're not quite there.
They know they're that one step behind right now.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, they do miss Patrick Beverley.
Hey, I tell you what, I copped a little bit of flack for my serious sweep prediction.
Yeah, who's giving you the old flack?
Nobody now, I tell you that. Up three games of zip, I don't know.
Old Lukey Will, though, he's cock a hoop at the minute, isn't he?
he is. Just amazing today, Steph Curry. I mean, 40 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. I'm not even going to bother counting his steals, but just in total control, felt like, from the get-go. And another guy I want to call out that we usually call out, sometimes not for the right... Well, not for pleasant reasons, but, man, Bogues was good today.
Well done to Bogues, because we have hung a lot of shit on Bogues.
Fellow Aussie, that's what Aussies do, right?
Oh, look, we do wish him well. We hope he, you know, wins a ring and all that stuff. We do like him, but...
We appreciate what he does when he does it.
We just hate the fact that he's injury prone, and sometimes some of the injuries are like, come on, mate, you can play through that. But, hey, look, game one was a shocker. Didn't know he had the flu. Was on a drip for a couple of days.
Didn't know that either, actually.
Came out game two and just tried his guts out and was just really good, and today was really good. So.
Well, look, fouled out today. He had a fantastic first quarter in today's game three, but I think the thing that impressed me the most, I mean, just thinking about that, is five blocks in game two. The thing that impressed me the most is that he's really putting his footprint on this game.
Yep.
You know, he's really being a factor in the game.
And did you see a couple of passes he pulled off?
Oh, mate.
I mean, we say it again, the Aussie big man can pass.
Yep.
But, you know, he gets called for some bullshit calls on Dwight Howard.
Yeah, but you've got to expect that, right?
I understand, like, well, I don't know. It's just, there was a couple, even in game two, I was like, how do you call that on him? Like, you shouldn't be calling it. If it's not there, don't call it. It might be there and call it.
Let him play, ref. Yeah, let him play.
They're through zip. You know, an interesting thing I actually like is we're probably going to have two Aussies going at it in the NBA Finals.
Pretty good, huh?
Every year it seems there's an Aussie in the NBA Finals.
We're just weeding our way in. Weeding our way in slowly.
First it was Andrew Gaze, there's Patty Mills. Oh, I'm sorry, Longley. What am I saying? Lord, slap me again. Longley, Gaze, Mills, it'll be Delly and Bogut.
It's going to be interesting. Hey, just one more person I want to touch on this Warriors.
Oh, I'll be banging my moment before you. I want to touch on someone.
Oh, ooh.
I'm waiting for Houston to get knocked out because I'm going to tweet this player. I'm going to tweet Jason Terry.
JT.
JT, and I'll ask him how that black suit's going.
I was going to say, you think he's going to bust it out for his game four?
What a flog to do that. That's karma for you, Sam.
Well, I think it's that time again. Jersey worthy! Who's your jersey worthy of the week, Vince?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
I'm going for LeBron James.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, he's impressed me a lot over the years, but really impressed me...
Game two.
Game two. Just the way he led and just came out and was game face on the ball. Having him mic'd up was a treat. I think they should mic him up every game till he retires. Just really impressive. And, you know, I'm not, like I said, I'm not a fan, but I'm going to give credit where credit's due. And don't get me wrong, I hope he doesn't win the NBA championship. Yeah, well done, LeBron. He's killing it. He's killing it.
Hard to argue with that, but I will. my jersey worthy, look, I touched on it not so long ago. I've got to give to Steph Curry, man. Like, that kid's just something else. MVP this year. Today, he just really, really showed us why. 40 points, 5 boards, 7 assists, like I said. And he got the record today, didn't he?
I believe he did.
He's just crushing it. He's just crushing it. And there was a few plays in today's game where James Harden was just like, what can I do? What can I do?
You might be alone there.
You can tell your bigs to box out. I don't know how many rebounds Curry got in the paint. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. That's one thing you could do. But I digress.
MVP, buddy.
That's it. Well, when we have winners, we have losers. The Brain Fart Award. Who gets your brain fart?
I was going to give it to, what's that, Flog, who didn't like Steph Curry's daughter on the podium out there with him on the press conference, Brian Windhorst.
Yeah, him and Skip Bayless.
Don't even mention that Flog's name. Brian Windhorst doesn't know if you get laid in a brothel, so he probably doesn't have kids, so he wouldn't know how special it is to have your kid out there with you, especially when you're on the road a lot. But anyway, I'm going to give it to actually... the Triple M football commentators, Gary Lyon,
ooh,
Brian Taylor.
What do you mean?
I was listening to the footy pre-show, and they were absolutely hanging it on Dele saying he played crap.
Did they even watch the game this year?
Shut up for a minute.
Sorry.
And they're crapping on, saying, oh, especially Gary Lyon, the big hairy behemoth. He's like, oh, he couldn't back up 19 points. He scored zero today. And it's like, he scored 11 points, had like 6 assists and 4 rebounds. Just idiots like that, mate, who just...
Stay in your lane, guys.
They
don't believe
the basketball scores, and when they do, they take the piss out of it. And that just shits me.
Stay in your lane, guys. Stay in your lane.
Yeah,
you don't hear us. You don't hear me talking about footy.
Thank God. When you come to any next, I've got to take you to a game, Collingwood game.
Do I really want to go?
What?
Do I really want to go?
Yeah, you do.
All right.
Yeah.
I've never been to one, so hey.
Oh, you'll love it. Collingwood, you'll love it. You won't if we lose, but you'll love it if we win.
My brain fart award goes to those two clowns that called out Steph Curry for having his daughter at the press conference.
go your hardest, mate, because I was going to... Oh. Tell you what, listen to him on the Zach Lowe podcast, Lowe post. He sucked up so... I'm going to send him a straw via Twitter. He sucked up Steph Curry so bad and this and that and whatnot. Well, it's just my opinion. Your opinion sucks, fat boy.
Skip Bayless, I just find it a little hypocritical to have that kind of view, to make that kind of comment from a guy who acts like a baby all the time. I mean...
Yeah, but, dude, a wise man once said, don't pay any attention to Skip Bayless because, A, he tweets just to get reactions, and he probably said this just to get reactions.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Like, who cares if his daughter stole the show? It's not as if he's bringing her to the podium every single time. He's got to do a post-interviews.
Here's what I'd do if I'm Steph Curry. I'd bring out my daughter and I'd say, before we start, I'm going to get this off my chest, call them out and go, I don't know if you guys have kids or not, but I'm on the road a lot. And if my kids want to hang out with me and come to a press conference, they're coming. You got a problem with it? Don't come to the press conference. It's that simple.
You know what I'd do? And I've been thinking about this. What I would do... Oh, my God. Steph Curry just grabbed a one-handed rebound over Dwight Howard. Oh, my God. Sorry, I've got a replay going in the background here. So I just saw that and just went, what the hell? That never should happen. Anyway, I digress.
What's Ennis doing? Just making some tea?
Shut up. Look, what I would do if I was Steph Curry and this whole Skip Bayless, what would be the one... thing that would just, if you want to get back at Skip Bayless, piss him off. I tell you what I'd do. I'd get him banned from the room for the rest of the playoffs. Because not having that access, I reckon, would drive him up the wall. It would infuriate him.
Yeah, it would. And then he'd write real negative pieces about Steph Curry.
But that'd be the best, because then you'd just ban him from ever coming to a Warriors game again.
Have you seen the Richard Sherman Skip Bayless confrontation?
Yes.
Ever since that day, I love Richard Sherman. I'm better at you at life. I mean, it's so true. I mean, it's what Skip, like 60 something, still a virgin.
Living off past glories of how he almost made it to a high school league.
Enjoy cinnamon donuts.
Jesus, give me a break, guys.
Yeah, I hate him so much. I had to mute him on Twitter. I don't follow him. I had to mute him. I don't want to see anything that moron has got to say.
Yeah. He's on his own agenda, that guy. He's on his own agenda.
Yeah. And you know what? Go to his Twitter account. Look how many followers he's got. God knows how. And look how many people he follows. None. You can't follow some people on Twitter? Your ego that big?
Yep.
Move on. Let's not talk about these.
And, of course, you can catch all the Courtside Banter at the website www.crtsde.com, where you'll find links to the show, the Courtside Podcast, available on iTunes and Podomatic. We're available on Twitter at crtsde. Vince.
I am at VINROK44.
You can also find us at the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside, where we have a lot going on these days, guys. So head down, voice your opinion, and check out some sweet jerseys.
shout out to my buddy Joey Awajan from Timbal's Explosion.
Joey!
We are going to record a show of Showtime and Timbal very soon because we are excited about having the number one and two pick.
Mate, it's good to see Timbal's get the number one pick the right way for a change.
Yeah, well, that's it, eh? They're going to have three now on their bloody list.
Wow.
One's shit and two of yours. No, I still believe in Anthony Bennett.
Vince. It's been emotional.
Vincey.
That's Vincey. Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes!
Watch out! Oh!